listening to the Summerhill Gang. Welcome in, friends. I'm so glad that you're here for another episode of the Summerhill Shuffle podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, and I'm looking forward to sharing some new music with you. Only 2 months left in 2019, and only a few more episodes left in this season of the Summerhill Shuffle. Another regular episode will be coming soon, and then I hope to release a special season finale sometime in December. I hope you'll check back in as we wrap up 2019. If you like what you hear, would you do me a favor and rate the podcast on iTunes? I sure would appreciate it. Now, are you ready for your musical journey? Let's get it started.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey there, you're listening to episode 10 of the 2019 season. Is it Christmas yet? Seems like it, with all the commercials about the holidays on TV and the decorations being sold in stores. Thanksgiving gets the short end of it every year. Halloween happens and then retail stores are jumping straight to Christmas. Well, let's pause for a minute here and give thanks. I'm certainly thankful for my family and friends. I'm thankful for you, dear listener, choosing to spend a few minutes of your time listening to this podcast. And I'm thankful that I can do this each month. It's a very enjoyable thing for me to write and record this show and share some interesting and fun music with all of you. And I hope you enjoy what you hear. In this episode, you're going to hear from a lead singer from a popular band who just released his first solo album, a rising star in country music singing a duet, and a band of sisters from Portland, Oregon. Plus, we'll go undercover to introduce you once again to an interesting take on a popular song. If you want to check out more information related to this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle, you can head over to the Summerhill Gang website at www.summerhillgang.com. There, you'll find videos and website links for the songs and artists played on this show. You can always leave comments on each show's entry or email me ideas at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Coming up, I've got clips from those three artists I mentioned, a deeper cut from one of those artists, and then we'll go undercover. Are you ready?
On the Great Space Coaster. Oh, 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 on the Great Space Coaster. On the Great Space Coaster. Off we go.
Now, the new number one song in the USA.
First up is a solo artist with a special voice. In this day, it's hard to find unique voices, but Bear Reinhart certainly has one. He's the lead singer for the band Need to Breathe, and he just released his first solo album under the stage name Wilder Woods. Let's take a listen to the first single off of this new album. This is Supply and Demand.
Supply and demand. Baby, tell me what you want, 'cause I'm a-
pieces that you're missing. Oh, I can see the picture that we're both in. I could be the one to be the keys to your luck. I give you all I got.
This album, I was hooked. William Stanley Reinhart is the artist. He goes by the nickname Bear, and his stage name is Wilder Woods. Bear created that name by combining the first names of his two sons. Pretty interesting. Bear's debut solo album was released on August 9th, 2019, just a few months ago. I really love the retro sound of this song. The background vocals remind me of some Motown songs coming out of the 1960s. I dig the bass groove and the ringing keyboard chimes. Such a good song. The video for Supply and Demand has a cool vibe to it too, so be sure to add that to your watch list. If you want to know more about Wilder Woods, check out the I Am Wilder Woods website, linked in the show notes at summerhillgang.com. Next up is a song from a rising country star that was recently reworked as a duet. Maren Morris has been dropping hits since her debut in 2015. Her latest album is called Girl, and that was released on March 8, 2019. She recently got together with Irish artist Hozier to sing vocals on one of the songs from this album. Let's take a listen. This is The Bones, right here on the Summerhill Shuffle.
The bones are good, the rest don't matter. Yeah, the pain could kill, the grass could.
house don't fall when the bones are good. I love that line from the chorus. That is Maren Morris and Hozier. The song is called The Bones. I was first attracted to this song when I saw that Hozier was singing it with Maren. I wasn't really familiar with the new album, but I did listen to the original, and it's a great song overall, but I do love what Hozier adds to it on this version we just heard. If you're not familiar with Hozier, check out his debut self-titled album and the song Take Me to Church, which was a hit song for him back in 2013. Morris recently said of The Bones that the relationship described is like the bones of a house. Even if a hurricane comes, a storm, wolves come, the structure of the house is still standing. The foundation is still there, so you can rip it down to the studs, and the foundation of this relationship isn't going anywhere. A bit of background on Maren Morris. She's 29 years old and was born in Arlington, Texas. Maren made a name for herself with her debut song, My Church, that was top 5 on the country charts back in 2016, and it also won her a Grammy Award for Best Country Solo Performance. If you haven't heard that song, I highly recommend you check it out. On the Summerhill Gang website, you'll find two videos for The Bones. The video that features this version with Hozier is a time-lapse of an artist painting a picture of Maren and Hozier. It's pretty fascinating to watch. The second video features the original version of the song and video clips of Maren and her husband, fellow country singer Ryan Hurd, on their honeymoon in Hawaii. Maren is also a member of a supergroup of sorts, recording under the name The High Women. She is joined by Brandi Carlile, Amanda Shires, and Natalie Hemby, plus a number of special guests like Sheryl Crow and Margot Price. The High Women dropped their debut album on September 6th, and what I've heard of it is pretty cool. Next up is a band of sisters hailing from Portland, Oregon. The Klostner sisters are Natalie, Allison, and Megan. They've been playing together under the band name Joseph since their self-released debut back in 2014. Joseph's latest album is called Good Luck Kid, and it was released on September 13th, 2019. Here's a bit of the first single from that album. This is Fighter.
We could just carry on, act like nothing's wrong. Don't leave me in the dark, don't leave me in the dark. I've gotten used to the mess, got used to share.
Yeah.
That was Joseph with the song Fighter. I love the pulsing rhythm of this song as it starts off, and then it bursts into the chorus where the harmonies of the sisters lift it higher. Of this song, Megan says, it is a song looking you in the eye and asking you to come alive and fight. It's asking you to wake up and make a choice to have presence for what and who is in front of you. Natalie is the older sibling and sings lead vocals. While off at college, she recruited her twin siblings to join her in a band, and they initially were called Dearborn. But along the way, they changed their name to Joseph after their grandfather Joe and the town where they grew up. This album is their second studio release. On it, you'll find more earthy and energetic tunes. Of the album, Paste Magazine says, the hooks here are hookier, the choruses are louder, and the energy is all around more charged up. As I listened to Good Luck Kid, I heard vocal influences from the likes of Lorde, Lee Nash from Sixpence None the Richer, and the late Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries. If you like music by Matt Carney, Drew Holcomb, or Penny and Sparrow, you'll dig Joseph. Thanks to my friends Jeff and Tracy Martin for turning me on to this band. They recently saw the sisters perform here at the Belly Up Tavern and just loved them. That prompted me to check them out, and I'm so glad that I did. You can find out more about the band and their touring schedule by heading over to the Summerhill Gang website, where I have a link to the Joseph website. Well, I hope you enjoyed those three songs from my recent playlist. Now it's time to dive down for the deep cut. For the deep cut, I'm going to dig back into the debut album from Wilder Woods. I'm just fascinated with this album. I dig the sound, the groove, and the vibe. It's just really cool. This particular song starts off with a sultry rhythm guitar, a funky bass beat joins in, and then Bear Reinhardt really digs into the soulful chorus. I hope you enjoy this one. This is Sure Ain't.
I know that you are asking, but I thought I'd let you know. If you're wondering what might happen, if the space between us closed, if you're thinking you might kiss me, oh, I would not be opposed. You might just show my weakness, everything might change, leave my world in peace.
Isn't that a great song? I love Bear Run Heart's vocals, and I can't recommend this album enough. Definitely worth adding to your regular listening rotation. Of the album, Paste Magazine says, Wilder Woods' self-titled debut is a mystifying concoction of classic soul, infectious R&B, and modern alt-pop that pairs intimate, introspective lyricism with a self-assured swagger and sophistication. That is high praise for a debut album. Well, that's a wrap on the deep cut for this show. Next up, the Summerhill Gang goes undercover. Introduce you to another cool band that creates some interesting covers of popular songs. I think you'll recognize this one right off. I'm super excited to share it with you because of the level of talent involved. I was blown away when I first heard it, and I hope you are too. Let's take a listen to our undercover song. You're listening to the Summerhill Shuffle, sponsored by Great Tunes and Funky Grooves.
Bye.
song, of course, is Man in the Mirror, made famous back in 1988 by Michael Jackson. This song was a number one hit for Michael off of his Bad album. This particular cover is on Laurie Basilio's new album called Far More. Laurie is a virtuoso guitar player, and I discovered her while watching YouTube videos. I came across this video and I was just blown away. Laurie Basilio was born into a musical household in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Her father loves to sing, to play the acoustic guitar, and also to write songs. She learned to play guitar from him and now is known as one of the top guitarists in the world. What is even more impressive is the level of talent that Laurie brought together on this cover. First, she got Syeda Garrett to sing the vocals. Syeda wrote this song with Glenn Ballard. She also had a huge hit singing a duet with Michael Jackson on the song, I Just Can't Stop Loving You. And that amazing piano you hear? That is Greg Fillinganes, a world-renowned studio musician who has recorded and toured with Stevie Wonder, David Gilmour, Toto, Eric Clapton, Quincy Jones, and Bruno Mars. And he was Michael Jackson's musical director and played keyboards on the original version of Man in the Mirror. The rhythm section here is held down by drummer Vinny Colauda, member of the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame and Classic Drummer Hall of Fame. He has played with Frank Zappa, Jeff Beck, Sting, and Herbie Hancock. The bass guitar is played by none other than Nathan East, considered one of the most recorded bass players in history. He's a founding member of the jazz quartet 4Play and has recorded and performed with Eric Clapton, Joe Satriani, Peter Gabriel, George Harrison, Phil Collins, Stevie Wonder, as well as Michael Jackson. You have to check out the video of this song, which shows all four players in the studio along with Syeda laying down her vocals. Really, really cool. Well, mission accomplished. Laurie Basilio is now in your sights. If you have a great cover band that you want me to check out, just let me know. They could be featured on a future podcast. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Summerhill Shuffle. Thanks for joining me once again to listen to some great music. I hope you enjoyed the journey. Look for another episode coming soon. Until next time.
Gang, pop culture goodness for your brain. We would love to hear from you. Visit our website at summerhillgang.com or send us an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
It's over!
Just let me know when you're done crinkling. Crinkle, crinkle, little star. And what I've heard so far, it's pretty cool. You should come over here and say hi to everybody.
Hi to everybody?
Good job.
Oh, that count?